Well, actually, my experience in the U.S. didn't start in Washington. It started all the way in Virginia. I started in Williamsburg, then I went to Montpelier. From there, I went to the University of Virginia. That was where the first part of my Mandela Washington Fellowship started. The second part was the summit here in Washington. Like you said, very similar to Joburg, concrete jungle, but Washington definitely has its charms. I think it's different to Joburg. It's a lot more diverse. People here seem to be in a rush all the time. But I've enjoyed it so far. Here in Washington, I'm placed at the National Endowment for Democracy. I'm serving out what is called the Professional Development Experience. It's been great. I've enjoyed navigating Washington. I've enjoyed navigating the differences in culture, the different people. But I'm really enjoying my time in Washington.
Talk to me about the marriage between what you got in college, your profession,
Okay.
and the experience you're getting in Washington. How are these two sitting together in one room?
So, my bachelor's is a Bachelor of Law, and then I did my master's with a focus in international and international human rights law. When I started working, that was not the initial field that I went to. I went into practice, I went into litigation. But when the war broke out in Sudan, I felt compelled to kind of help the situation, which kind of started or kick-started my humanitarian work.
Talk to me more about that. How are you helping the situation? Because everybody who comes here talks about Sudan, says we are working to bring an end to this
To the war,
crisis.
yes.
What is your contribution towards that?
We started something called the Sudanese Legal Network. I am one of the co-founders. Basically, what we do is we render assistance to displaced people, internally displaced people, or displaced Sudanese people out of the country. We provide them with humanitarian aid, we provide them with legal support, we make sure that they are assisted in as much as we can possibly. So, the Sudanese Legal Network was founded immediately after the war in April. We had the opportunity to come before the House of Commons in the UK to kind of push our agenda of trying to assist Sudanese people that are displaced, whether in Cairo, Ethiopia, but mostly in Cairo at the moment. We've been able to collaborate with several organizations such as Tafa'ul. We've also worked with Concordis International, and we're working with the Gift Foundation. So most of what we do at the moment is rendering humanitarian assistance. We have had people that have gone back and forth between the UK and Cairo, giving food packages, donations that come from people, money. Everything that we have done so far has been a collaborative effort, within the Sudanese legal network.